Hello, this is Jim Thomas welcoming you to the Message Share Ministry of the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church located in Muncie, Pennsdale, Pennsylvania. The message you are about to hear was preached in a worship service. After some congregational singing, our speaker is William P. Robbins, who is a pastor and elder.
Indeed, our Father, it is good. How wonderful you are that as the Almighty, that you would give ear to us. And because of thy Holy Spirit and in regeneration and giving us new life and new hearts, we are children of God through faith in Christ. Thank you for our Lord Jesus. Tonight, may we have your blessing upon us, the study of the Word, and then our Father prepare us to meet with thee in prayer. We are cognizant also, Lord, that there are those who need prayer, and we want to mention them, and we especially would think of Brother Tom Van Sant and his need. We ask that you look upon him. We ask that your favor be upon him. We ask that there be healing. We ask that you give him comfort and also bless his wife. Our Father, we are asking tonight that we might, as a church, please thee, and may we see that it's more than just coming and hearing some words and study and singing, but may we seek your face. Help us to be more like our Lord Jesus. Help us to be an obedient assembly, and help us to realize that that you do give faith, and we have a need for confidence, and that you use us and continue to use us. For we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Let's sing the last hymn. It has to do with Disconsolated, number 518. And there are times in this walk, in this spiritual battle, this hymn number 518 will be a blessing to know. Will you sing it with me? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6 in our continuing study on the armor of God, and especially as we now have come to the final part and the express need of praying. It's one thing to have a beautiful armor, and say, oh, how lovely this is. But it needs to be activated. And we find that is this sixth chapter in verse 18, it tells us how we can implement this armor, God's armor. And as I studied it, I thought, what in the world are we here for? And that is as Christians. And I believe we're here for that we might conform to our Lord Jesus and be more like Him. That's what sanctification is. And that we would demonstrate His power. He's given us all this capability and equipment, and He wants us to have this power against spiritual wickedness. It's very important. I don't think I can stress it that much, as much as I should. I'm of the opinion that prayer, foundationally, it seemed like a very simple process, just talking to God. But when you know who God is, and your Father through faith in Christ, we're excited. But I want you to know, in case you think that this is just child's play, and you just can say a few words, and that's just good prayer. Our Lord Jesus prayed, and He prayed so hard that you know the blood like sweat came forth. Don't you get the idea that this is easy? I was thinking, and it's good for once in a while to remind myself, in Acts the sixth chapter in verse 4, I think all of us need to understand a little bit. I know I have to talk to myself. You have the account here of the disciples, the choosing of deacons. And they said, listen, we're so busy and that we need some help. In the context, there's there's a murmuring here about the widows were neglected. And the disciples were busy doing these things. And they finally came to the conclusion, look, this is getting too much. And so we have the desire. They called the people together, and they said, brethren, verse 3, look, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you, seven men of honest report for of the Holy Ghost, and wisdom where whom we may appoint over this business. So you guys can relax? No, verse 4, and that includes preachers, that but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. What? Continually to prayer. That sounds like an easy job to me. And just the ministry of the word. Just get up and give the word of God. I want to tell you something. If you have the slightest idea that that's easy, I got news for you. Preachers are not quitting because for pay. They're quitting because many of them are burned out. I was in a study of a preacher, a good preacher. And he said, I just can't handle anymore. And he went to work for a university. Some of you know of whom I'm talking about. And burnout. And don't think that it's this child's play. So I want you to look at me and say, how about it? Why aren't you visiting? Why aren't you out there every day doing some visitation? I want to tell you right now, that's really not my job. I will visit, and I do visit. But basically, verse 4, get it right. If I should die, you people would be taught at least a preacher's job, if he's doing his job as he ought to, that he ought to be continually giving himself to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And that takes time and a lot of hard work. But prayer. Prayer is what we're on in this matter of a spiritual warfare. You know, there are those that say, well, there are seven pieces of the armor of God. Where do you get that? Verse 18. Well, I don't know. Yes, it's connected with verse 17. The verses that are broken up there are put by the translators. It's a continuous verse, 17 and 18. They're right together. Well, that does look like there might be some connection here, he says. But we looked at the first two words last Sunday morning. And by the way, Brother Rick made us a copy of last Sunday morning's message. James, it's on it, unedited. and you have the announcements and you have also the input. If you know of someone that normally comes here, you might want to take it with you and share with the Sunday morning service where they can hear the announcements and also the input. But you appreciate James more when you do listen to it. But anyway, let's get back. We talked about the need for verse 18 of Ephesians 6, first two words, praying always. That's a command. Yeah, it's not an optional thing. If you know the Lord, he says, I want you to be constantly in the matter of prayer. That is what? Talking to God as prayer. And to be in that mode that he is your father, and a father-son relationship is that is realize that you've got to do this. You know, I was thinking, Brother Bob could pick this up faster than I could, but suppose you have an appliance. You say, well, this is a beautiful appliance here. Look how nice this is. This is beautiful. But it doesn't work. What do you mean it doesn't work? Well, look, try it. Hey, you got to plug it in the socket. Oh, how dumb of us. And some of us can read about the armor of God and say, oh, this is great. Hey, man, this is terrific. Well, that's great. You better plug it in. How are you going to plug it in? To the power. And verse 18 says it's by the process of the Spirit of God. You need to plug it in. And I want to emphasize that. When are we supposed to pray? We'll look at the first two verses again. When am I supposed to pray? The Bible says here as a command, always, at all times. Don't stop. Well, as I brought to your attention, you're going to say, well, I got to work, I got to take care, I got to clean the house, I got to take care of children. Oh, yeah, but in all that, you can still be in an attitude of prayer. It's talking about prayer. And it's going to tell us tonight all the variety kinds of, the various kinds of prayer that the Bible does talk about. I want to get into that. But I told you that it's like an element. It's for a Christian like we're breathing. It's not easy, not hard to breathe, but hold your breath for a few minutes. Say, well, that gets kind of hard. And so prayer is like breathing, natural for a Christian at all times. But you say, well, how do you operate? Brethren, the Word of God is telling us, get in that realm whereby the blueprint is for us in a spiritual battle. Spiritual battle. You want to get that, Brother Bob. Somebody might tramp on that. Okay, don't anybody tramp on that. When they were clean today and it didn't go in quite right, and a filter, just so you don't tramp on it. Anyway, a blueprint. We need blueprints. And here's a blueprint. It's saying as Christians, you can pray always, at all time, at all occasions, but how do I do it? And a blueprint is explaining to us. You know, I also mentioned to you that to be spiritually successful, you have to learn how to pray. And it's like pray everywhere. Pray in prison, pray in the hospital, pray in the sick bed, wherever you are to pray. You see, I think that's a little strong, isn't it? Well, that's the Word of God. I told you about it. What would you do if you had a beautiful car and just so lovely and everything? I said, let's... I want to hear it. And you say, can't do it. Why? There's no oil in it. Oh, what a waste. You have all this. You say, I'm in Christ. I have his armor. And I'm out there. And so he said, okay. Got any oil in it? Oil in what? The use of this armor. God says there's a battle out there. And the Scripture talks very clearly about it. It's a battle against the demons. And say, well, demonology, is that taught in the Bible? Oh, yes. Verse 12 makes it very clear. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder. Nehemiah, the king, he was the wine bearer for the king. And... he saw in Nehemiah's face something wasn't right. Now, how would you like to be a wine barrier for the king, and you're supposed to make sure it isn't poisonous, and he sees something on your face that isn't right? Is he going to offer me something that will kill me? What's his story here? Nehemiah, the king said, What is wrong, Nehemiah? What do you need? And the Bible says he used an ejaculatory prayer. He said, oh, God, help me. He told him about his Jerusalem. And he said, well, I'll help you build a city. I tell you, there's all kinds of prayers. And I just want you to know that the phone rings. You ought to get in the mood when the phone rings to say, Lord, what is this? May I be able to be a help in this phone call? One guy, when you call me, says, hello, how may I help you? That's the way he answers the phone. Hello, how may I help you? Well, I don't know if I'd promote that, but we need to be cognizant that we need to take this off of the pages. Say, oh, this is so nice, Ephesians 6. Isn't that a great subject, the armor of God? Hey, listen. Take it off of the page. Get it into your life. What good is it lying there if it isn't operative? What good is a car if you can't use it? What good is it to hold your breath and stay some time in the water? It doesn't make sense. Get it off of the page into our hearts. If you think that this is true, and if you have come to the place where you say, there must be a spiritual warfare going on here. I really need to know how to use it. And that's what verse 18, and tonight, starting there, that we're to pray always, but with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That's interesting. What kind of prayers? All kinds of prayer. You know, you heard of battle fatigue, haven't you? Yeah. I have a World War II sniper rifle. Boy, it's accurate. One time, my brother used it, shot a groundhog at 300 yards. We walked it off. And you ought to see it. It's all banged up. There's gouges in it. It's rough. But I want to say something to you. There's a weapon. It's been used. And God says, okay, so he doesn't look like he's really that great. But if he is walking in the Spirit and he gets battled, you get battled if you don't get this. If you don't get this count, if you don't understand this business of a Christian warfare and having an armor of protection, I tell you, you're going to go out there and find yourself beat all around. Say, I can't understand what's going on. Why would God allow this? He does allow it. He wants us to be more like Christ. Look what Christ went through. Not only that, he wants us to demonstrate that there is power in prayer. All kinds of prayer. Now, some people have what they call a prayer book. And so they just have this little book and say, so have prayer for breakfast or for meals. And they read this little prayer. Or they have one before everything they have there, like for the Lord's Supper, for general prayer, have all these prayers. If you can find that in this passage, I'll be willing to see where you get it. It isn't talking about that kind of prayer. That kind of prayer can be Polly wants a cracker. And you can teach a parrot to say most anything. That's not what this passage is talking about. If you think prayer is just something child's play, now I lay me down and sleep, and a little ritual. I want to say this to you. Don Reinhardt used to say, I can tell when somebody's praying how he's going to start it and how he's going to finish it. Says this, prays the same way every time. Well, I tell you, friends, you're not getting it if that's what you think prayer is all about. That's not what it's showing here. It says that when the smoke all clears out, will you be standing? Huh? Will you be standing? I'll tell you this. You talk for the Lord, you're going to stir up a hornet's nest. You're going to stir up a hornet's nest of it'll be a terrible thing. You need this armor. I'm trying to impress upon you that if I can. There's substandard Christianity, and this is not talking about substandard Christianity. This is talking about the real McCoy. Because substandard Christianity isn't a blessing, and it isn't biblical. It talks about an armor. And the armor that he gives us can take the heaviest blows. It's really something. The armor that we have, but we dare not use it in our own strength. David had on Saul's armor. And he says, walks around, says, I can't use this thing. He couldn't use it in his own strength. You have this armor on. Don't think that you, by your education, is going to say, now, foot, you walk like this, and you do this. He said, no, I don't do it that way. It is by the power of the Spirit of God, this verse puts it. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Will you turn that fan off? That's bothering me, please. We don't need that fan on. It's controlled by this thermostat to be 69 or 70 degrees. I seem like I'm shouting at myself here tonight, that fan on. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. I really do. Our source of power is in prayer. It is. It's like it's like a cell phone. Yeah, it is. What about a cell phone? Well, you can call headquarters. Yeah. And it needs you to be recharged, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, prayer, talking to God with the Word of God, because it's connected to verse 17, the last part, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, when it's connected with the Word of God, it recharges us and leads us, and we have a connection with the headquarters. That's terrific. Now, if I were a battle trained, I could tell you that in war they had these telephones and so forth. They could check out with headquarters. We do have such a thing. And I'm not being funny about it. It is real. It praying always with all prayer and supplication by the power of the Spirit. You see, if we fail to really pray, you'll find the Scripture says you won't stand. I wouldn't want to go out there in the armor of God and not be fully equipped. You didn't have your shield, not fully equipped, and know how to use these pieces of war, of armor. You know, I think we got to learn from this passage somehow, or that we got to prioritize our life. Sure, we got to get up, be at work at 7 or whatever. But this Bible says this is command. This is to Christians, you Christians, we Christians, we're to be praying all the time for every occasion and with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit. We had to prioritize ourselves. We need to be praying. That's what the Bible is saying. And if we're not doing it, there's all kinds of praying. Well, let's get to some of them. Where do you find that? Praying always with all prayer. That means all kinds of prayer. You mean there's different kinds of prayer? Oh, yeah. And I wrote down a few of them, and I'm sure I missed some of them. And then there is such a thing as private prayer. And that's when you talk to the Lord with just you and the Lord. And the Bible does teach that. Okay, so there's private prayer. Do you try to find time in your schedule to pray? Like I said, Susan Wesley, she took her apron and put it over her head so she could have time to pray amongst all those kids. Well, not only is private, there's public prayer. And so we have public prayer in the services. We also have it in our prayer time, public prayer. He says, well, all kinds of prayer, praying always with all prayer, all kinds of prayer. Well, what else is there? There's a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness this day. there's a prayer, Lord, I confess that I failed in this. There's confession prayer. There's also the matter of a silent prayer. What do you mean by a silent prayer? That you don't even know I'm praying, but I am praying. You say, well, how do I know? You don't need to know. It's silent prayer. There's also, there are long prayers. Some people pray long. Other people pray just short prayers. And by the way, don't minimize short prayers, because prayers like, help me, Lord. Save me, Lord. All those short prayers, they're real powerful. So don't minimize those things. There is this matter of adoring. God, you've been so good, and praise Him for what He is, His attributes, His care for us, His faithfulness. Just tell Him how much you appreciate who He is and what He's done. There's also the matter of intercession, praying for others. Put yourself in their place. Can you do that? There's somebody that's weeping and in sorrow. Can you put yourself in their place and pray for them? Can you also, somebody that is joyous, can you say, well, how that is wonderful. That's great. And to enjoy them in their joy and their tears, whatever way. There's different kinds of prayer. There is a resisting of the enemy kind of a prayer. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. There's resistant prayer. There's all kinds of prayer. There's prayer for healing. Yes, there is. And so verse 18 is saying to you, be always at every occasion, let there be prayer and all kinds of prayer and supplication. Now, what in the world is different from prayer and supplication? I think they're the same. No, they aren't. There has to be a difference. It's the Word of God. The variety of prayers. And there's many forms. But by the way, before I get into that, there's some people who think, if you don't bow your knees, or if you don't hold your hand, you haven't prayed. You have to hold your hands. And that's all right. I'm not discouraging that. If you feel like you need to pray that way, you pray, dear friend. You feel you got to get down on your knees, you get down on your knees. That certainly is not against Scripture. If you feel like you need to raise your hand, don't even worry about it. One time I was at Camp Suskiw, and we had a service, group of churches, and we started to pray, and I went like this or something, and a lady came and she said, I noticed, Pastor Robbins, that you kind of lift your arms when there's prayer being made. I said, yeah. The Bible teaches that's all right. You say, well, that's charismatic stuff. No, don't get, no. But there's all kinds of prayers. And don't think you have to be a certain position for God to hear your prayer. Sure, you can be down on your face, down on your knees, lying down in bed. Position isn't a thing that is really being taught here, my friends, even in the Scriptures. But it is saying, let there be prayer. You're talking to the Father, your Heavenly Father. He's the ruler of the whole universe. Wow. Don't get too buddy-buddy. When you go to praying, you better have some idea what you're going to ask Him for and how you're going to approach Him. There's an acronym that you've heard of it. It is ACTS. A-C-T-S. And it was Evangelist Rhodes that shared that years ago with us. The first A is adoration, to adore the Lord. And C is confessing your sins. T is being grateful, thankful. And S is supplications. Now, supplications, we're going to get to that. What is supplications? Supplication in 18C here, Ephesians 6, 18C, what is supplication? Supplication is a pleading. It's about a need, a pleading. You say, well, what's the difference? Prayer. Prayer is talking. Supplication is pleading. It has the idea of begging. Lord, I ask you, I please, Lord. This is a matter that's upon my heart. My heart, I ask you, Lord. You can't tell the Lord how to do it. Don't get the idea that you're a child that you can tell mom and mama like you do some of these children at the store. I feel so badly for the mother. Certainly, children have their difficult times, but some of them are just bossy kids. And we can't be a bossy kid when it comes to things of God. You don't say, God, you have to do this. Now, it just has to be that way. No, that's wrong attitude at all. Definitely is a wrong attitude. But there can be an attitude, Lord, I don't know what else to say. This is such an important thing to me. It's like Esther, when she came before the king, she made preparation. She had the fasting. She had others pray with her and so forth. And when she went to see the king, she was prepared. So there isn't some preparation that's necessary. But we don't have to draw up a list. Don't have to write a whole list of things to do like some of us think we have to do. But the Bible does say that there is a place where you can knock and you can ask and the Lord will open. But he wants something. It has the idea also, supplication has the idea of continuing. Almost to the extent that people give your request because you just bug them. No, it doesn't mean it. It has that attitude, importunity, and is keeping asking and asking. You say, well, God isn't hard hearing, but I will tell you something about God. He'll not give you until he really sees that you want it enough. There are areas that he's not going to give it to you and see if you really, if you just say nonchalantly, Lord, save sinners, and he's, nonchalantly, no one in mind, just save sinners. He said, you aren't really that concerned about souls getting saved. But if you say, you know my neighbor, the Lord, I desire that you would save him, and you keep praying for that neighbor, importunity. So do you really want that neighbor to get saved? I want him to get saved, and you keep praying. Saying, well, I've been praying for him for how long has it been? Doesn't make any difference. Importunity keeps going. And yes, it does have the fact that God says, I can see he really is concerned about his neighbor. I'll surprise him. That person's going to get saved. I'll tell you, God, he has ways of surprising us. And I think it's just marvelous when he does it. I'd say, boy, that is amazing. God heard the prayer and he answered. But sometimes he says, I want you to be serious. How long you need to pray. I want to see your heart is really if you desire of that loved one to be saved or what it is. And so in the last part of this evening in Ephesians 6:18, we've looked at the first part as praying always for every occasion to be praying. And we're looking at the matters, all kinds of prayers. We looked at the word of supplication, which is pleading. And that is has the idea about a need or even to the place of begging. Doesn't hurt us to beg. You say, well, I'm not going to beg. All right, okay. You're proud. You're too proud. God will say, I won't even bother that. He's not even concerned about it. But in the power of the Spirit, the last part of this lunch tonight, and we get to the rest, the Lord willing, that is praying always with all prayers, all kinds of prayers, and in supplicating, the supplication, that is with the idea of pleading, beseeching, and then also in the Spirit, which means in the power of the Spirit of God. And I'll tell you, friends, that means to be controlled by the Spirit of God. It's Holy Spirit praying. I guess we really ought to turn to Romans 8, because some of you may not get it and say, but I'll show you what it's talking about. Praying in the Spirit. Is it possible? Yes. Here's what the Spirit of God does. You think you know how to pray? He says, I want to tell you about your prayer life. In Romans 8 and verse 26, it says, likewise the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for. Oh, come on. You don't really know what you should pray for. That's what it says. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, that is himself, not itself, himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Then we have that famous verse of 28, Romans 8:28. What is it saying to me? It's saying to us that there is such a thing that you can be controlled by the Spirit of God and have it led by the Spirit of God. It's prayer. That so that it lines up with the will of God. Notice verse 17, lined up with the Word of God. That is Ephesians 6 and verse 17. And that is the last part. It is by the sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit? It is the Word of God. And when your prayers are lined up with the Spirit of God and in conformity to His will, the will of the Word of God, he said, that's what prayer is all about. So do you think it's an easy thing? Do you think that you've arrived on it and you have all the answers? He said, I want to tell you, the Spirit of God, He'll help us. We don't know how we really should pray, but the Spirit Himself, He makes intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. That's another kind of prayer. That is Holy Spirit groanings. See, that's strange. Well, that's what it's saying. Do you know what it is to get connected with the headquarters? Yeah. Do you see the source of power? Yes. It's by prayer. Are you really working at this? Do you take it seriously? Are you really being governed by the Spirit of God according to the will of God, that is the Scriptures? There's this matter of the Lord that we need to understand is that we need to depend upon Him. We need to need no more of the book, the blessed Word of God, verse 17, in order to pray. We need to do some reading of the Word of God, meditate upon the Word of God. We need to get all the Word of God we can get. And by that, verse 17 of Ephesians 6, then get lined up with the Word of God by the Spirit of God, and then we can have the power of God. I tell you, friends, this is a great subject. If you take the example of our Lord Jesus, He was God, and He is God. And in the Gospel of Luke, that's referred to as, by the way, a gospel of prayer. Did you know that? Prayer is just, in the Gospel of Luke, it's just full of prayer. And do you know what the Lord was doing when the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost descended upon Him? He was praying. Do you know that the night before He chose the disciples, what He did? This is God. God in the flesh, doing the will of the Father. And what was He doing? He spent the night in prayer. God in the flesh. You say, well, I can't see the importance of prayer. Well, our blessed Lord Jesus, He prayed. And He, while He was dying, what was He doing? He was praying for the persecutors. While He was praying, what happened to Him? He was transfigured. He prayed. I guess I'll close with Hebrews 5. We just have to have, models, and take the model of all, that is the Lord Jesus. In Hebrews, the 5th chapter, it tells about our Lord Jesus in verse 7. And we have problems about praying. Verse 7, it says, that speaking about Him, who in the days of His flesh, when He had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto Him that was able to save Him from death, and was heard that He feared. What? He offered up prayers, supplication, strong crying. Was able to save Him from death, and He was heard in that He feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Do you think that you knowing about the spirit of prayer and supplication and all kinds of praying, Do you see the earnestness of this whole passage? Do you see the desires of kind of praying at his supplication, his pleading with the Lord, and with importunity, keep praying that God would hear. And when he says, I see you really are interested in that, that he surprises us. Yes, I think I shall leave it there, the Lord willing. I want to finish the rest of verse 18 Sunday evening, if the weather permits us.
Thank you for listening to this recording from the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church of Muncie, Pennsdale, Pennsylvania. We trust that it will have a lasting and eternal blessing to you. We would encourage you to visit us at 325 Yetter Road, Muncie, Pennsdale, Pennsylvania, or by way of our website at www.localchurchpa.com. That's www.localchurchpa.com. For further information, please call us at 570-546-6859 or email us at email@localchurchpa.com.